Hi there, this is Candy with My Back Office Coach. Thank you so much for joining me here on my anchor station. I am happy to have you, and I hope that I am able to provide you with lots of bookkeeping information to help you in your small business. I am a small business bookkeeping coach, which means I work with businesses of all sizes, all across the country, and I help them to determine what they need in their bookkeeping systems. I help set it up. I help train. I do all aspects. I help figure out messes and make changes, adjustments, and I help business owners understand their profit and loss, where their money's coming from and where it goes, and to just have a better overall picture of their business. Here on Anchor, I like to share various bookkeeping tips and other types of information, knowledge to help small business owners on their journey through their business. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about what to do when you get a notice from your state or federal government. A lot of people tend to really freak out, but I'm going to tell you right now, the number one thing to do when you receive a notice from the state or IRS or even your local government is don't panic. That's the number one thing. Do not panic. I know so many clients of mine that they have panicked. They don't anymore because I've told them not to panic. Call me first. That's what I tell people. I had a client, I don't know, a few years ago now. She's still my client, but it happened a few years ago. She received a notice from her state unemployment agency that said she owed over $3,000. And this client, I know this about her because I've worked with her for 20 years, and she panics. Right off the bat, she gets this letter, and the same day that she got the letter, she wrote the check to her unemployment agency and mailed it out. And then she called me and said, oh my God, I got this letter from my state unemployment. And, you know, it says I owe $3,000 some odd, and she's freaking out. And I said, okay, send me a copy of the notice and let me figure this out for you. Let me help you. And she said, okay, I already sent the check. I said, you already sent the check? Oh my gosh, why did you do that? She should have known, number one, to call me first because I have worked with her for so long. And number two, she should have known she didn't owe him the money because I had already double checked her unemployment and made sure she did it right. So, long story short, it took forever to get that money back from the state unemployment. And she actually never did get the cash money back in her checking account. We had to take credits off of her future as her unemployment forms came due in the coming year. She got to take a credit and not pay them. So, you know, she got her money back, but they had her money for 9 months and before she really should have paid it. So that was very frustrating. It's frustrating for me to see my client pay out that kind of money ahead of time when they really didn't have to. But we fixed it and we moved on. Bottom line is, don't freak out. Don't panic. Nobody's going to come haul you off to jail, you know, 2 days after you get a notice in the mail. Yes, you need to address it. You need to get to the bottom of it. And if you owe money, you owe money. You have to work that out with them. If you don't owe money, you got to work that out too. You've got to prove to them that you don't owe them that money. Sometimes it's just a matter of a form. They didn't get a form that you mailed in or you filed online or whatever, and you just need to straighten a bit of a mess out, and then everyone's happy. So the number two thing you need to do after you don't panic, you need to contact a trusted advisor, whether it's your tax preparer, you have a bookkeeper, someone you trust. It could be a friend, a colleague. You know, if you don't have a regular bookkeeper or tax preparer, then you find someone you can trust to just look through that with you. Maybe even contact them for you. Don't contact the IRS yourself and expect them to explain this in layman's terms. They're not good at it. I'm sorry, they're just not good at it. So you just need to find someone to help you make sense of it. And if you don't have someone in your immediate circle, you're going to find somebody. Think about it. Go through your